Just in terms of what I'm about to tell you next, there's going to be a press release in relation to that, so you won't necessarily need to rush to write things down, but today I'm advising you of three changes to ministerial responsibilities. These changes are aimed at ensuring a strong focus in key portfolios over the year ahead. Stephen Joyce, as of tomorrow, becomes Tertiary Education Minister, allowing Anne Tolley to fully focus her efforts on the education portfolio and in particular the implementation of government's national standards policy and the youth guarantee policy. Kate Wilkinson becomes Conservation Minister, a portfolio in which she is currently Associate Minister. This change reflects the fact that Tim Grosser is frequently out of the country representing New Zealand's interests in trade and climate change fields. Mr. Grosser, because he has primary ministerial responsibility for the international negotiation aspects of climate change, will have a change in title and become the Minister responsible for international climate change negotiations. More than a year into the term of this government, I'm very pleased with how ministers are working individually and together in Cabinet. These changes will help ensure that we continue making good progress in implementing key election policies such as national standards in literacy and numeracy. All changes take effect from tomorrow. There are no changes to Cabinet rankings. And finally, let me just say that Cabinet today discussed the minimum wage. Under the law, it is the Minister of Labour's statutory responsibility to decide on the minimum wage review. The Minister will be making that decision tomorrow and issuing a press release tomorrow as well. But I might add that in making her decision, the Minister will be focused on maintaining and growing job numbers and providing economic growth opportunities. Sure. So your question was what about Phil?
Well,
I think it's hardly surprising that he survived, but I think it reflects that they've got a very shallow talent pool to be fishing in.
Just on the reshuffle, is this an indication that you're relieving a bit of pressure off Anne Tolley, that she's perhaps not performing as well as
Well, I wouldn't want to characterise it in the latter part of your comment. What I would say is that national standards is of critical importance to the government. It's our number one objective in the compulsory education sector to see that successfully rolled out in 2010. And by relieving Anne Tolley of her tertiary responsibilities, I'm giving her the maximum opportunity to concentrate on a successful implementation of both national standards and the youth guarantee.
Wasn't always that much to one person, though. I mean, previous governments have split that role up and have different ministers for tertiary education. Do you think in hindsight, there was a lot for any one minister to do?
Well, I think it was a lot. There arguably are some synergies of having them together, but as you point out, previous governments have also had them separated. You'd hate to characterise one sort of term of government with another because the previous government didn't tackle the issue of national standards for literacy and numeracy, but our government sees it as one of the core fundamental planks for delivering an egalitarian society where all New Zealanders have an opportunity to succeed. If you can't read and write, then you can't participate in the modern economy. And for the one in five young New Zealanders that aren't succeeding at school, national standards can make a real difference. It can also accelerate the performance of so many other young New Zealanders, and it can ensure parents are part of the process, I think, of understanding the progression of their child, about what can be achieved with some changes in certain areas. So it's a very critical policy, and I want to make sure that that's successfully implemented.
Did Anne Tolley ask to be relieved of some of her responsibilities, and if not, how did she respond when you told her?
No in answer to the first question, and absolutely fine in understanding in terms of the latter part of your question. I spent some time over Christmas just reflecting on the 12 months that had occurred in the 12 months that lay before us, and decided that they were the appropriate moves I would make.
Are you confident that you've got school principals on side, or are you considering a trial?
Not considering a trial. In terms of school principal, I think there's mixtures of views out there. I think some principals fully endorse it. Some principals are surprised by the hoo-ha about this whole thing because they would argue they're already doing it. And some principals are obviously very hesitant. But it's the government's view that this is the absolutely right step, and we intend to take this debate to the parents of New Zealand. We want to engage fully with the education sector. We want to work alongside principals and teachers, but we're not going to back away from the successful implementation and rollout of national standards.
And are you willing to sack boards of schools that won't agree to implementation?
If required, but my preference would be that we can work successfully alongside them. I think when they understand what we're trying to do and what it is we're trying to achieve, then I think they'll be supportive of it. I might also add that New Zealand's not unique in this regard. I mean, last week I turned on Sky News and there was a story about Julia Gillard being in full conflict with the Australian teacher unions about exactly the same kind of policy. I think governments around the world are grappling with this issue of how we make sure that every child has the education standards that they need to succeed.
Are there going to be leave takers?
No, the Minister of Education has made it clear that she's not looking to deliver on league tables. That's actually with the big fighters in Australia, my dad's slightly ahead of us on that one. But you know, over time, we're working our way through a process. This has never been about league tables, by the way. It's about lifting the performance of every child and making sure that parents in plain English can understand the progression of their child.
But you're not going to prevent the media from compiling league tables, are you?
No.
Do you know that on Christmas Day last month, China made it to most popular distance Dr. Liu Xiaobo and in Beijing and Dr. Guo Quan in Nanjing. The 11 years in jail and 10 years in jail because they had internet articles and promote democracy and free speech in China. And if yes, and how do you like it?
Okay, no, I wasn't aware of that. I'm sure the Minister of Foreign Affairs can give you a more up-to-date comment if you can provide his office with the details. But, I mean, as a wider comment, what I would say is that New Zealand regularly takes up the issue of human rights with the Chinese government. We do so through our ambassador on the ground and where we think it's appropriate with Chinese politicians.
Can you just explain a bit about Tim Gross's change of title? He was already the Minister for Climate Change Negotiations.
No, he was Associate Minister for International Negotiations. So Nick Smith was the Minister of Climate Change, and Tim was the Associate Minister with responsibility for international negotiations. But the reality is that it's partly in the sense that when he turns up at these meetings, people look at him and say, if you're the Associate Minister, where's the Minister? And of course, when it comes to international negotiations, he is the Minister. And the reason I made the move in terms of conservation in his case is that if you look at the next 12 months, you've got to say that the primary focus of Tim Grosser has to be on delivering our trade agenda. He's got a huge program of work in front of him, everything from Trans-Pacific Partnership right through to Korea and India, FTAs. He's got enormous amount of negotiations to take place on the international stage when it comes to climate change as we go into Mexico at the end of the year. And he's got the successful establishment of the Global Alliance. And I think if you put those three together, it just didn't make sense to have Tim tangentially coming in on the conservation debate when he's just not in New Zealand enough to probably give credit to the portfolio. Well, I don't want to go into enormous details except to say that, you know, as a new Prime Minister, you receive advice about the workload of different ministers and if there are potential conflicts. It was originally decided, you know, the advice I originally received at the time was that he might be a bit light if I didn't give him another portfolio. Actually, in hindsight, it's turned out we've been such a busy government when it's come to trade issues and climate change. It's been the opposite. And so after a practical year in office, I've decided to make a change.
Stephen, your voice has been a bit light, or
I think he's just very capable.
You made it pretty clear this morning that the ability to offset rental income against other income is going to go. Can you give us any hint of which one you prefer?
Let me sort of answer that, I suppose, in a more general sense. I mean, we had at Cabinet Day a sort of initial discussion, I suppose, about the tax policy and our first opportunity as a collective group to reflect on the findings of the tax working group. I don't want to characterise those too much beyond that because it's really very early days. But, you know, if you go back to those basic principles, we are keen to deliver a tax system that is robust, that is fair, and that is reflective of what we believe is core values and principles of the National Party, and that is rewarding people for hard work, encouraging them to save, and encouraging them to invest. Now, I think at the moment, you've got to say when you've got $200 billion invested in rental properties, a substantial increase over the last sort of 4 or 5 years, and the fact that the Crown's effectively losing money on that, that it doesn't fit the criteria of fairness or necessarily the right allocation of investment resources. So we are looking at that issue, but how we respond to that, we'll have to wait for another day. On that happy note, maybe we've reached another day in terms of Monday press conferences. So thanks very much.